Blessings to Israel presents Discerning the Times, a program committed to encouraging you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's program.
Welcome to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas. Such a blessing to be with you as always. Today, I'm very excited as we are continuing our series concerning secret societies. I have a guest who is joining me to give his testimony on renouncing from a fraternity. So we'll hear from him shortly. But before I pull him in, I want to remind you, as we always do, that your eternal state is far more important than your current state. If you have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your eternity will be spent in the lake of fire, separated from him. So we ask that you would please give your heart to Jesus Christ today. He's already paid the price for sin at Calvary, but you must accept it in order to inherit eternal life. So will you please give your heart to Christ on today? Well, once again, folks, I am very, very honored to have the guest today who is joining us to give his testimony concerning fraternities. His name is Marcus Pierre, and I heard his testimony online, and I was so moved by it that I reached out to him, and he so graciously accepted the invitation to come on. So, Marcus, I want to thank you for your time, and it's again, such an honor to have you on today's program.
Thank you so much for the invitation. My pleasure being here.
A little bit about Marcus for our listening audience. He is an author and speaker who is passionate about edifying the body of Christ through God's word so that they can thrive in their God-given identity and purpose. He couples scripture with thought-provoking practical principles to educate others on what it means to be a believer and follower of Jesus Christ. As a man living in today's society, Marcus has witnessed the dichotomy between masculinity from the kingdom perspective and the cultural perspective. Through his own life experiences and growth, Marcus seeks to empower men with biblical truth so that they can defy culture and live according to God's view of masculinity. And man, that is so much needed today, Marcus. I mean, the things that you're doing, speaking again on the masculinity and from a kingdom perspective, because the culture is just trying to twist things all around today, just tear down men. And it's so troubling. But we have you here today again to talk about your fraternity experience and what you decided to do. So to get us started, share with us, when did you pledge and the name of your fraternity, and when did your mind begin to change as to whether you should continue in it?
Yes. So I had pledged back in the fall of 2000, the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity at the University of Florida. And when my mind began to change, it actually started, well, to give you a little background, after I pledged in the fall of 2000, I participated in fraternity events and functions and went to the clubs and social events and parties. Now, in January of 2001, I rededicated my life back to the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, Holy Spirit started separating me from the activities of the fraternity at the time. Now, I didn't know about renouncing or leaving the fraternity, because when I pledged, we were told that this was for life. So I was like, okay, well, I guess, you know, this is for life, but I just won't participate in the things that I did before by going to the parties and you know, participating in various chants that contained a lot of foul language and said rather, you know, bad things about other fraternities, members or whatnot, and other organizations. But I was like, yeah, this isn't of God. I couldn't reconcile, you know, things that, you know, some of the events of the fraternity and still being a Christian, but I didn't have any guidance on leaving the fraternity or knew what renouncing was or if that was even possible. Mm-hmm. So back in 2001, I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'm getting close to the Lord, but I'm going to distance myself from this. Mm-hmm. Versus today and the time we're in now, you hear a lot of people leaving these organizations, and there's a lot of guidance for those who, you know, are trying to come out. But back then, there was no YouTube a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. There was no social media. So, I didn't have that guidance of how to completely sever that bond with the organization.
Yeah. And it's good that, again, you are using the tools that we have now, like YouTube, which is where I found you, because we do know, like, there's a lot of evil that's out there, but we as the body of Christ want to use those things for the good. And we thank God for giving us the opportunity to be able to do that. And I wanted to have you on because, again, your testimony really inspired me. For listeners who are not familiar with me, I never pledged to a fraternity myself. Although it was presented to me at college, and we know, all of us that have been to colleges, it's a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, in terms of how people approach you. But I never did. And I've had people to bring up the topic. And, you know, for me, it just never sat right with me. But I really didn't know why that was. But here over the last couple of years, I've been learning more and more about the spiritual aspect of things, and we'll get into that as we continue to go along. But I want someone like you to speak, because there are people out there that take the approach of, well, you know, Brian, what do you know? You've never been in it, so how can you tell us what's right and wrong? But to that I tell people, well, does it mean I have to have been a prostitute in order to say that that's wrong, that that's sin? But exactly. But that is the mindset of some people when they're trying to defend certain things. So I wanted to have someone like you on that really has been in it and can really speak to it. You also mentioned in your testimony that you did research when you started to really, I guess, the Holy Spirit tugged on you about coming out of this. What did the research reveal concerning false gods and Greek organizations?
So I'm going to tell you how I got to that part first. So back in 2021, July of 2021, I was going to a Best Buy, and a Messianic Jewish evangelist was talking to me, and he was telling me, he has just asked me out of the question, he said, Marcus, are you in any secret societies? I said, no, because he had mentioned, he was like, you know, MLK was in a secret society, and that wasn't good for him being a minister. I was like, oh, okay, you know. He said, like, yeah, he was an alpha. I said, oh, yeah, I knew he was an alpha, but I don't know if he was in anything else. And then he was like, yeah, are you in any secret societies, Marcus? I said, no, I'm not, because I created secret societies as something else. I said, but I'm the fraternity, though. He said, well, Marcus, that is a secret society. I said, really? No one ever told me that, because when you hear fraternities and sororities, you just hear it as that. You don't hear it mentioned as a secret society. Mm-hmm. And when he told me that, he said, oh, yeah, also, Marcus, do you know that there is a God in this, in your fraternity? I said, what God? What are you talking about? He said, yeah, it's Horus. I said, really? So I go online, I Google, and then I saw these YouTube videos come up in the Google search. And I said, it says, I denounce Phi Beta Sigma. I said, what? What is this? And I started watching some of these videos, and I was like, wow, I didn't know this was a thing of people, you know, leaving, renouncing and denouncing this organization that I was told was for life. Mm-hmm. And then I looked into the god of that organization. And so the Egyptian god, false god of Phi Beta Sigma, is Horus, and the Greek god is Pallas Athena. And when I saw that, I said, oh my goodness, I had no idea. And then the truth of the matter is, a lot of people who pledge these organizations, they do not know what they're really getting into. Mm-hmm. They don't know the spiritual aspect of it. They just see it as, for a few reasons. They either pledge because their legacy, their mother or father was in these organizations, or they don't have any siblings and, you know, they're probably lonely. They want brothers or sisters in these organizations. Or the most popular one is that they want the connections after they graduate for life. They want to be set up for life. Like, okay, I know once I go, if I move to another state, I have a chapter here that, you know, someone could open doors for me, help me get a job or set up a business or whatever it may be. And actually, for those who are believers, who are using that as an excuse, what that's really saying is, I don't believe God can open those doors. I feel like this organization can do a better job than God can. Wow. That's what they're really saying with these organizations. Mm-hmm. They don't say it out of their mouth, but their actions say that.
Right.
I don't believe God can open the door for me, but this organization can, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's very unfortunate, because now that's actually coming to a place where we're putting more faith in the creature, the man, than the creator, you know, and that is a very dangerous place to be.
Right. And that's idolatry.
It is idolatry. Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, when I looked into that, finding out about the fuck, I said, oh my goodness. I said, Lord, I didn't know. And here's the thing too. A lot of times the Lord covers us in our ignorance.
Yeah.
The Lord is not going to, you know, Jesus said to the Pharisees, you know, numerous times, he said, you know, if I didn't come, you have no sin. But now that I've come and pointed your sin out, you have no excuse. You know, God will not hold us responsible for what we generally don't know. Mm-hmm. But he'll make sure we do know.
Right.
You know, for people arguing and saying, oh, that's, you know, it's not true. Now, there's no false God. Okay, well, now you're being told that this is not of God. Now it's up to you what you want to do with this, between you and God now. Because, again, a lot of people did not know mm-hmm. when they joined these organizations. So on one of the videos, I followed a matter of fact, it wasn't a Sigma denouncement video. It was an Alpha denouncement video. And he actually laid out a prayer to denounce. And I wrote it down. I actually did a screenshot. He posted it up on the screen, and I took a screenshot, and I actually said that denouncement prayer, renouncing it before the Lord. That was on August 16th of 2021. And since then, I was like, okay, all right. So I threw all my paraphernalia away, jackets, paddles, everything. Mm. And then here's what's interesting. Afterward, I started having dreams of Phi Beta Sigma. Never had dreams of Phi Beta Sigma before. Mm-hmm. And to tell you one of the dreams, about one of them, some of the chapter members of where I pledged, they were trying to shove me in a closet. And what I interpreted that as, the Lord showed me, is that they're trying to shut you up. They don't want you to put this out.
Wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, whoa.
That's powerful.
And also, it is. And you know, a lot of these guys are very nice and whatnot, but that's what the dream symbolized, because there's a spiritual component in that. Mm-hmm. What it was is that the spirits, demonic spirits behind the organization, was like, no, we don't want you to leave. We don't want you to get this information out. We don't want, you know, we want people to stay enslaved, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And a few other times I had dreams about some other organizations, the Divine Nine. And I actually saw some of, you know, those letters, those organizations, you know, in demonic form, in a way, like, you know, just being very mean. I saw individuals, I didn't know the people in the dream, but they looked demonic.
Wow.
You know, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of pride around them. Mm-hmm. Dreams are very abstract at times, but that's how it looked to me. And I was like, wow. And I never had those dreams before until I renounced and denounced. That's how I knew there was a spiritual component to this mm-hmm. yeah. that I didn't know before.
Mm, man. I mean, listening audience, you know, heed the words that he's saying. This is not just some, just a group or organization that they get involved with just to have a brotherhood or a sisterhood. As he's saying, there are demonic spirits that are tied to these things. And that is what God revealed to my brother Marcus. And again, I just commend you for speaking the truth. And I love the fact that you pointed out that how God is so graceful when it comes to our ignorance, because we've all been there. We all are fallen human beings and no one knows everything. We've all made mistakes. We've all had to learn certain things. And God is so gracious and merciful in showing us. But as you said, once he shows us, then we don't have the excuse of saying anymore, well, I just don't know. I didn't know that. You can't use that as an excuse. And it's again, the reason why we have to speak truth, and is why when someone is speaking truth, you have to be willing to receive it. So we're going to pause for a brief announcement, but please don't go away. Back on the other side, we're going to continue with our guest, Marcus Pierre, on why he renounced Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. You are tuned in to Discerning the Times.
You are tuned into Discerning the Times. If you believe in what we stand for, would you consider partnering with us? Our partners program is based on Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you. For a recurring donation of $12.03 per month, you can help us share the message of Discerning the Times as we await our Lord's return to Israel. For more information, please visit our website, lessonstoisrael.com, or write to us at Lessons to Israel, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's program.
Welcome back to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas, being joined today by guest Marcus Pierre, as he is giving his testimony on why he renounced Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So, Marcus, before the break, you talked about the false gods and you touched on also the ritual books. Share with us, if you will, about what you found in your ritual book, something that you actually had recited back when you pledged, but without really realizing it.
Yeah. So again, on back in 2000, during the actual ceremony, so I'll say this as well. I remember being blindfolded, holding a candle. And I remember repeating certain things. I don't remember everything I repeated because it was such a long time ago. I was about 19 years old at that time. But I repeated certain things and everything was just a haze. However, a lot of the organizations today now, you can go online and the ritual books are there for everyone to see. So what I'm saying here is not really a secret anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything is put out there. And there is a biblical verse to back that up too. And I'll get into that in a moment. Now, part of the ritual book, it's called the Inferno, the section Inferno, Observing the Wonders of the Mountain. And I'll read just a small portion of it. The deputy says, "Fellow Greek, with your mind's eye, you are privileged to observe the wonder of Mount Olympus, where Ares, the Greek god of war, resided. The Titan, Prometheus, stole fire from heaven and taught men its use, for which act Zeus punished him by chaining him to the very rock on which you stand. But Sigma has outlawed the warring Greeks and is now under the protection of Pallas Athena." This is very important. This is the god of Phi Beta Sigma, Pallas Athena. You hear it right there in the ritual. "The goddess of wisdom, arts, and industries. Are you willing to give your time, energy, thought, and service to Phi Beta Sigma? What is your answer?" And of course, the candidate will answer yes. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people are going to say, "Well, I didn't say that in my ritual. I didn't say this," or, you know, well, it doesn't matter. Look what's associated with this organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't come up out of the air.
Right.
This was written. Mm-hmm. This is a very old document that's online for everyone to see. So, you know, again, that right there saying coming under the protection of Pallas Athena, that is the god of Phi Beta Sigma. Mm. And the whole thing with these Greek organizations is based on Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know that there is no god but one. So I want to read Isaiah chapter 45. I'm going to go to verse 5. It says, "I am the Lord and there is no one else. There is no god except me. I will embrace and arm you, though you have not known me, that people may know from the rising to the setting of the sun, the world over, that there is no one except me. I am the Lord and there is no other." Now, we all know that believers know that there is no God but Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's the only one. He says it, it's all in the word of God. So why are these other false gods? What are they? Well, they're really fallen angels. They're agents of Satan. And they masquerade as Zeus, Pallas Athena, the Greek gods and goddesses, and Egyptian lore as well. And so, for instance, I'll go ahead and name the false gods of these organizations. For Alpha Phi Alpha, it's the Sphinx, Horus, or the Egyptian sun god as well, from the Egyptian side. Alpha Kappa Alpha, Atlas. And it's actually on their crest, the sorority crest of Alpha Kappa Alpha. You see Atlas holding the world on his shoulder. That is the god of Alpha Kappa Alpha right there for everyone to see. Delta Sigma Theta, it is Minerva. Also at the top of Delta's crest, that figure, that face right there, that is Minerva. Iota Phi Theta, Centaur, that's also on their crest, the half man, half horse. Kappa Alpha Psi, Apollo, Omega Psi Phi, Minerva. Or the Egyptian side of it is Anubis, which is the jackal, which is a dog, ironically. Phi Beta Sigma, Pallas Athena, Sigma Gamma Rho, Aurora, Zeta Phi Beta, Bastet. Bastet is interesting because that's also that's the cat god from Black Panther.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. They mentioned Bast, mm-hmm. the panther goddess, and that is the god of Zeta Phi Beta.
Hmm. Did not know that.
A lot of people didn't know that.
Wow. And man.
A lot of people did not know that. Yes.
And so this is the Divine Nine that you were speaking of, right? The Divine Nine.
Correct.
Greek organizations. And every single one of them is tied to some Greek deity, false deity, of course, because as you said, there's only one true God. But what is really behind this is demonic spirit. So what people are doing when they're joining, when they're pledging these organizations, what you're doing is you're making an oath and an allegiance to a demonic spirit, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. That is correct. Whether they want to believe it or not. you know? And there's a verse I want to read real quickly, which also brings up that, and it's coming out of Jesus's mouth. Revelation 2:13, he's talking to the church of Pergamum, and this is coming out of the Amplified Bible. He says, "I know where you dwell, a place where Satan sits enthroned. You are holding fast to my name, and you do not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one who was killed, martyred among you where Satan dwells." Now, this, what Jesus is talking about, Satan being enthroned, and Pergamum was a city that was a cosmopolitan city, a lot of pagan worship there. But this place where Jesus is referencing where Satan sits enthroned is the altar of Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
A Greek god, Zeus is known as the chief god of the Greek gods. And this right there, he says Satan sits enthroned there. Everyone knows Zeus isn't really real, but Zeus is a symbol of a fallen angel, an agent of Satan again. That's, again, Satan, you know, masquerades. The Bible says Satan masquerades as an angel of light or something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Even Thor, X-Men, all these things, these are the fallen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Men of great renown, strong, powerful. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so here, the altar of Zeus, Jesus is saying this is where Satan sits enthroned. So that right there, any Greek god or goddess right there, that's showing that it's not of God, not of Yahweh. It is of Satan, nation of Satan. See, a lot of people are not going to worship the devil outright. So what is he doing? He knows this. He's going to show up dressed virtuously as an organization.
Exactly.
We do community service. We feed the poor. We build homes. We do all this stuff. And also, they see who gets the credit for that. Does God get the credit for that? Jesus? No. The organization. We're doing this in the name of Phi Beta Sigma or Alpha Kappa Alpha or Kappa Alpha Psi. That's who the glory goes to. It doesn't go to God the Father or Jesus.
Mm. And we want to give glory to God.
Exactly. So that right there, what do we call that? Idolatry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're calling that idolatry. And I'm going to read Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved idols. Also, some of these organizations, we see a lot of paddles, right? And we see the Greek letters carved into those paddles. Mm-hmm. You can say that's a carved idol, and they have the picture of the crest there too. That's a carved idol. That is an idol, you know?
Yeah.
People wear their letters across their chest. They have the frames on the license plate frames on their car. I'm like, oh no, I don't idolize it. Well, you're giving worship to it in a way. You're praising it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing these things. You take such pride in it, you know. You know, the Bible says we should glory in the Lord. Apostle Paul said, "I'm not going to boast myself. I boast in the Lord. That's where our boast should be. That's where our glory should be."
Exactly.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another verse where you know it goes against idols. Exodus 23. Lord saying, you shall have no other gods before me.
Right, right, exactly. You know? And you know, Marcus, mm-hmm. one of the things I think about as you're talking, I was in a Bible study. I was leading a Bible study a few months ago, and we came across the scripture that it speaks of God being a jealous God. And a mm-hmm. lady said, well, how can that be an attribute of God, jealousy? That's a bad attribute. And so I explained it to her. I said, no, you're thinking about it from the standpoint of from mankind when it's unjust jealousy. But in terms mm-hmm. of when it comes to covenant, and I explained it to her, I said, I am married. I have a wife. I have a covenant mm-hmm. with her. And if she decides to start getting the googly eye for another man in a restaurant and flirting with him, I have a right to be jealous of that because I have a covenant relationship with her. And certainly if she go out and have relations with another man, that's a breaking of that covenant. And so it's the same way with God. He has a covenant with us. And when we decide to go after idols, we are breaking that covenant. So God has all the right to be jealous. And because, again, we're making oaths and allegiances outside of the covenant with the one and only true God. So that's what I want the listening audience to really understand and to take in. And you've explained it so well. But we're down to the final minute. But before we close for this week, share with us what your conflict of interest was in terms of when you realized it was a conflict of interest. How did you mentally process things? And also speak to those who say, well, they're in a Greek organization, but they do not put it before the God of the Bible. You've just given many verses, but if you will, just speak to that before we close things out.
Sure. Well, the conflict of interest for me was, you know, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I didn't want anything to come before him, especially when I, you know, found out that, you know, I was a part of something that was, that had a false God associated with it. So for me, I was like, you know what? I had to repent. I repented before the Lord, and I renounced it before him, you know, and initially I didn't want to do a video about it, but the Lord told me, you need to do a video about this. And I really didn't want to, because I knew the backlash I was going to come mm-hmm. with it, to be perfectly honest with you, but I had to do it. The Lord would not let me rest until I did it. But I quickly released that, because I said, Lord, my allegiance is to you and to you only, not to anything or any other entity. So I was very quick and like, okay, Lord, I'm done with that. Now, for those who are saying, well, I don't put it before the Lord, well, whether you, in your heart, you may genuinely believe that. But when you took an oath to that organization, you cut covenant with that organization. You cut covenant with the deity. Those false gods are not real deity. But you cut covenant with an agent of Satan, the mm-hmm. devil himself, you know, who's masquerading behind these organizations. But now you're being told, and not just by me, but there are many others who have renounced and come by these organizations. The Lord isn't telling some that this is not of him and others that it is of him, you know. Again, the Lord said, you know, his glory he will not show with another. And these organizations, they're not of him. So, yes, you may really truly believe in your heart that you're not, you don't put it before the Lord, but your allegiance is split. Because exactly. You cut covenant. You're in covenant with a false God.
Amen, brother. Amen. And as you said just a few moments ago, scripture clearly says you shall have no other gods before me. I don't know how God could be more clear than that. And now that you know, listening audience, that, well, there are false gods that are tied to these organizations, you have to come out if you want to be true to the one and only true God. So Marcus Pierre, on again, why he renounced Phi Beta Sigma. But we're not done with him. He's going to be back with us next week because we have more to share. But before we close, Marcus, share with our listeners how they can reach you to find out more information, and also the book that you've authored. I would like for you to share, if you would, a little about that and how people can get a copy if they would like to.
Sure. So I could be found on social media, Facebook. I'm under Marcus Pierre. And also my website for my book on biblical masculinity is www.marcuspierre.com.
All right. Well, again, brother, I commend and applaud you for what you're doing. We need more men like Marcus Pierre. We need more Marcus Pierres out there that are truly standing for the truth of God's word. So thank you so much. And we're looking forward to having you back next week as to close out this discussion on why you renounced Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
And to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in. Please come back again with us next week as we continue to discern the times by viewing life through the lens of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Discerning the Times. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.
Discerning the Times is presented by Blessings to Israel.